This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And for today's episode, I got another question from a parent. Now, this question is very simple. It's very basic. It's very to the point. So this is going to be a short episode. But for all you parents out there that want a better relationship with your daughter, then this question is just for you. Now, I believe the person who asked this question was a man, a husband. But just in case, I'll give a little advice and some suggestions if you're a mom as well, how to have a better relationship with your daughter, because obviously this is a very big subject. I'm going to focus more on the dads I've worked with that have struggled to have relationships with their daughters. In my mind, I'm envisioning preteen, teen girl. So anywhere from like 10 to like, 14, 15 years old. And a dad that's been working hard his whole entire life, spend some time with her every now and then, but because, it's his daughter and, they're, different gender, maybe they don't have as much in common. And so he always gives her love. He always gives her, some affection, and they have like their little inside jokes. But then he notices that he's starting to lose influence over his daughter. He's noticing that maybe her friends are becoming a big priority for her. Maybe she's gotten a little trouble. Maybe she's talking back a little bit. Maybe her grades didn't end up that great at the end of the quarter. There's just, there's some red flags or some things, maybe not red flags, but just behaviors and stuff that is causing their relationship to be disconnected, or to maybe they're just flat out fighting and arguing. Maybe it could be as simple as their connection's not there, but maybe it could be it's controversial and they're just not having a good relationship anymore. Well, for all the dads out there that find yourself in this position with your daughter, let me give you a couple of basic things to think about before I even give you suggestions. One, this is an obvious one, but you don't know what it's like to be a girl, and you definitely don't know what it's like to have a father. So from the teen girls and the preteen girls I've talked to, one thing that's very obvious to me is that when they talk about their dads, they talk about their dads as if they're larger than life. They talk about their dads as if their dads are just this big figure, and sometimes they're mad at their dads. Sometimes they're pissed off. They're angry. They're frustrated at their dads. But if you peel back the curtain a little bit and you listen to teenage girls talk about the way they see their fathers, it goes back to when they're a little girl and their dads were like giants. When you're a little child, your dad is large and is huge. And then as you get older, they're just this figure. And daughters have told me, like, based upon their dad's facial expressions, their body language, the energy they're putting off will change the way that they feel around their father, how they can behave around their father. And so as I've listened to teenage girls throughout the years, One thing that I notice is that they don't understand their dads. They usually misread their dad's body language and facial expressions when their dad's tired and had a long day, as if their dad is upset or frustrated with them. So an important thing to think about for all you dads out there that are listening to this, when you're around your daughter, especially when they're teenagers, especially because you've been larger than life their whole entire life, but when you're around them in these teenage years, do everything you can to try to make yourself look and feel small. So for example, when I'm around my daughter and I sit down next to her, sometimes just to let her know I love her and I'm thinking about her, I'll just lower myself and I put my head on her shoulder. So her head's above mine and I'm lower than her. I put my head on her shoulder and I'll just grab her arm or look at her and I'm like, I love you. And I'll say her like little inside like names I call her. And she's like, I love you too, Dad. And the reason why I do that is because I want to make myself smaller around her. See, in the Polynesian culture, I've talked about this on a podcast before, but in the Polynesian culture, specifically in Samoa, when I went to Samoa, I found out that the men there, because they're so large and they're so big, they do something when they're around women specifically. So for example, if I'm walking in a hallway and there's two women talking in the hallway and I have to walk between them, I would lower myself, I'd put my head down, look at the ground, and I'd say, too low, too low. I'm basically saying, excuse me, please allow me to come through very respectfully. It's something that the Samoans have figured out because, you know, I actually asked my grandfather about this. Why do the men do that? And he said, we're large human beings. We're big. And the last thing we ever want to do is use our size to intimidate people and to gain power and control over size. Because the men are so huge, we don't want our women, our children to be fearful of us. We want them to follow us. We want them to listen to us. And so with dads, I'm telling you the same thing, is that you don't know what it's like to be a girl and to look up to this large man. And you don't know what it's like to be a young girl and to also see, you know, your father with anger and frustration and how intense he is. Maybe you've seen your dad break something and punch a hole in the wall. Some girls have actually seen their dads in violent situations. I've talked to girls that they've seen their dads get in fist fights and they've seen their dads be beat up or them hurting someone else. And that can be very traumatizing and can really throw them off. And so dads, it's very important that your body language, your facial expression has to be soft. It has to be caring. It has to be loving. And if it's not soft, caring, and loving.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And let's say you've had a bad day and you've been frustrated and you're kind of like pissed off and stuff. Come back to your daughter and let her know, hey, listen, I was mad at the situation. I'm not excusing my behavior. However, I'm not mad at you. I didn't want you to be scared or intimidated by me. I never want you to be scared of me. I never want you to be fearful of talking to me. As dads, the dads that do this constantly, constantly checking with your daughters, constantly letting them know, if you've been really aggressive, if you've been angry, explain to them your aggression, your anger, but also don't dismiss it if it was absurd. If you were ridiculous, if you were coming out of pocket and you're, let's say if your wife's embarrassed of you, let's say you're embarrassed of yourself, then you need to go tell your daughters that you're embarrassed of yourself. You need to tell them when you've made a mistake in an error of judgment or your behavior was off. You're angry for no reason. Maybe you're like being given your mom or your daughter the silent treatment. Go back to them and tell them that you realize what you're doing was petty. You're giving them the silent treatment. You don't like it when people do that to you, so you shouldn't do that to them. Ask them for forgiveness and tell them after they forgive you that you're going to work on this and that it would really help you out a lot if they gave you some sort of warning sign or they told you when they felt that you were being this way or you're being scary to them and your aggression for whatever reason, even if you feel it was warranted, if your daughter feels that she can tell you these things, she feels comfortable telling you these things, it's usually because you've made her feel comfortable. You've gone to her over and over again and told her that you want her to tell you if you're acting a certain way. But what you're doing is you're not telling your daughter, hey, it's your job to control my behavior, that when you tell me I'm being absurd, that I have to sit there and go, yes, you're right, I'm being absurd. No, you want your daughter to have influence over you. You want to open up the dialogue and conversation. So I know this is not one specific thing that I'm telling you guys, but this is the most important thing I've come across with fathers. If you want to have influence over your daughters, if you want to have a better relationship with them, if you want to connect with them, you don't want to just put yourself at their level. You want to put yourself one level below them. The reason why I put my head on my daughter's shoulder below her is that she can see that I can lower myself to her and that she has so much influence over me. If I look at the influence that my daughter has over me versus my influence I have over her, I don't know how I could actually quantify that, but I personally feel that my daughter has a huge influence over me. I feel her influence over me might be greater than my influence over her. So if I want my daughter to feel like she has a great influence over me, I've got to allow her to have influence in telling me what to do, if telling me if she thinks what I said was right or wrong, if she doesn't like the way I talked to mom or earlier in that night, it made her feel uncomfortable. Whatever it may be, I want my daughter to have the confidence and courage to come tell me what she's thinking and feeling. And that will give you a better relationship with your daughter. Because a good relationship with your daughter isn't your daughter listening to you and doing what you're told. A good relationship with your daughter is your daughter listening to you and doing what she's told to do by you, as long as what you're telling her what to do isn't ridiculous and isn't absurd and isn't bad for her. Sometimes dads don't give great advice when they don't understand where their daughter's at in life, when they don't have a connection with them. So if you soften yourself, if you give your daughter the ability to influence you, it then will allow you to influence your daughter. She'll listen to your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions. She'll take the things that you want her to do that she doesn't want to do. She'll take it more seriously. She won't be so quick to dismiss it. She'll go along with things you want her to do because you'll be using gentle persuasion, which means you allowed her to go first. You allowed her to influence you first. You lower yourself to your daughter physically, mentally, emotionally. You ask her opinion on some of your behavior and some of your habits. And these are things that allows your daughter to practice having a voice, allows her to practice talking with a male, and it gives her example of what a good, healthy male-female relationship can be like. It can be back and forth. You want your daughter to have experience with her dad being humble her dad expressing his own faults and failures and mistakes, because if she sees that from her dad and she notices it helps her feel more comfortable with her dad, helps her relationship, then she's also subconsciously going to be looking for that and seeking that in a relationship when she's dating someone. If she starts to date a guy who does none of those things and she gets that from her dad have a good relationship, I don't think it's too far-fetched to say that that would make this guy less attractive to her. And you want your daughter to be less attractive to selfish guys that are fixer-uppers and need to be cared for. I'm one of those guys. My wife fixed me. I don't want my daughter to find one of me and fix me. I'd prefer to find someone that's already, you know, fine-tuned, that's already has a couple extra add-ons. You know, it's not the basic level model. I want the limited edition model. So, well, you guys, I think you guys get the point of what I'm saying. Dads, if you want to be better fathers, allow your daughters to influence you. Allow yourself to be not the biggest thing in their life, but instead to be a great partner and being able to lower yourself below them if needed to help them feel more safe, secure, and more confident that they could tell you anything. At the end of the day, if your daughter's talking to you and she trusts you and she feels she can open up and even criticize you and complain to you about certain things that she doesn't like or wishes you'd do different, then that means you got a great relationship with your daughter. Until next time, you guys, follow us on all social media, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. OG Therapy. And also you can look for Social Health Initiative, SHI. That's the nonprofit that I run. That's where we'll give you all the delicious goodness about how relationship health is a new health system coming, and pay close attention to it, because social health is about to be flooding your social media and news feeds this year in 2025. So until next time, be cool.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.